proclamation number 5571 be dated the January 7th, 1953. Formalities, ceremonies. True church service. In every church where I am proclaimed, you will learn the basic doctrines which can guide you into eternal bliss. If you only hear them and let them fade away, they will be of little use to you. But if you allow them to penetrate your heart, the seed will be fertilized and grow, soon covering the whole field, your heart, with abundant vegetation. Life will be awakened in you, and Christ's doctrine, my word, which was made known to you, will yield glorious fruit. Your soul will mature and you will move towards perfection. Therefore, every church which makes my word accessible to you can help you to achieve maturity. However, the prerequisite is your acceptance of my word, and you are offered this word when the teaching of Christ is imparted to you, which also informs you of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world. You humans are only able to achieve beatitude through Jesus Christ. Consequently, you also have to know of him and his act of salvation. And since you can only gain perfection by fulfilling his commandments of love, you also need to be instructed in his doctrine. As to where and how this doctrine will be imparted to you is irrelevant, but it is very important that you receive it. Therefore, I will bless everyone who proclaims my word, who tries to bring me closer to people, who bears witness of me, who lived on earth as the man Jesus and brought salvation to humanity. Thus, everything that will help to acquaint people with my suffering and death on the cross, with my human manifestation and act of salvation, that will help to encourage them to follow Jesus, to live a life of selfless love for other people, is in accordance with my will and blessed by me, irrespective of which school of thought aims to achieve this. However, anything exceeding this, anything not in accordance with my teaching of love, anything which is a burden to people because it interferes with human free will, anything which contradicts my simple way of life on earth, anything which was added to my divine commandments of love at a later time, will incur my displeasure and is not right for the development of true members of the church, which I myself established on earth. Because where love is taught, it also has to be applied by the teachers themselves, i.e., where there is suffering, it should also be alleviated. And whoever receives material wealth from me should also use it in the service of neighborly love. He should ease suffering to the best of his ability. If this first commandment is disregarded, no blessing can be expected either, even if my teaching of love is proclaimed. For then they are nothing but idle words which have not yet achieved a change of disposition. Thus my word has not yet penetrated the heart. The person's heart has not yet come alive. My word will have fallen on stony ground and therefore not be able to grow. Nothing other than a life of love will enable you to acquire an eternal life of bliss, and my gospel will only be truthfully proclaimed to people where this doctrine is preached quite firmly. And the true church service takes place where my teaching of love is given full expression, which is pleasing to me and which will result in inconceivable blessings for you. Amen.